you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse number 6, he said, I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they were not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on pilgrims with a higher hope. Pilgrims with a higher hope. As we look at this tonight and we see the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to us, and we know this is what's considered his high priestly prayer. He's crossing through the Kidron Garden, and he's headed for Gethsemane, where he would go and he would pray with his disciples, pray for his disciples and for himself, before he was offered up as a sacrifice unto God. Amen. That supreme sacrifice that the world was needing and the world was looking for. Let me just say this tonight, praise God, the greatest sacrifice is ever given was the Lord Jesus Christ. When God gave his only begotten son, that through him we, you and I, might be saved. I'm so glad it's that way. Amen. But as we see this tonight and we see this pilgrim's progress, that's what we are. We're all just pilgrims passing through. Amen. And we see it, and you say, well, Pastor, what is a pilgrim? It's a people, a person. It's somebody that has been uprooted. Amen. That's what's considered a pilgrim. Somebody that's been uprooted from one place and maybe at one time, maybe sometime another, be transplanted somewhere else. And we're just all pilgrims of passing through. This world that we live in, it's not our home. And now we have homes in it. We have places of abode here. That's for certain. And I hope we do. I hope nobody's having to live out in the streets. We have places of abode, but we're pilgrims passing through this world. Amen. And we're strangers, those that who are pilgrims. We're strangers to the things of the world. The world seems peculiar to us. Amen. And the closer you get to the Lord, the more peculiar the world feels. Have you noticed around it a peculiarity in the world which we live? It seems like about half of the world's crazy. Amen. About half of the world's crazy. The world is upside down. Amen. Things are wrong side out. It just seems like the world is a mess. But the Lord Jesus tells us here that we are Him, and He said we are kept by His Word. That God's the way God keeps us. That's how we're begotten, and that's how we're kept. Amen. Praise God. That is the very, in verse number 6, let me just hit you with this right here right quick. We want to see this before we go any further. He said, I manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. So it tells me right there, praise God, once you're saved, once God, he takes us out of the world. We're not worldly no. We shouldn't be worldly no more. We need to be more Christ-like. Amen. He said, which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now I want you to notice this right here. He said, and they have kept thy word. That is evidence of conversion. Amen. If somebody makes a profession of salvation and nothing ever changes about the way they live, it makes me wonder their conversion. Makes me wonder if they were truly ever converted. I might ask you tonight, praise God, you're sitting here in the sound of my voice, praise God, is there an evidence of your conversion? You say, well, Pastor Jeff, there was a night some time ago or a day or a morning or some time that I went forward and I prayed and I made a profession. I asked, this and I done this and I done that. But what has God done for you? Has there been a conversion? Is there evidence of the conversion in your heart? That's what he's speaking of here. It said they have kept thy word. In other words, the word of God has spoke to their heart and it converted them from the person they used to be to the person that they're going to be in glory. Now, we're not perfect yet. We're not finished work yet, but one day we will be. And the Lord is specifying this. He's laying this down here for us as the evidence of our conversion. I have evidence of my conversion, praise God. I've testified before you how many times at different aspects of my life I've realized that the Word of God has spoke to my heart and showed me some errors of my ways, and praise God, and the goodness of His, and it's converted me to His. We are to constantly be converting from our ways to His ways. His ways are better, folks. Amen. I'll just tell you, His ways are better ways. So we're pilgrims. He's taken us outward. He's converting us into His ways. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So the conversion means to have a change of mind. Amen. If you have a change of mind, it tends to make you go in different directions. You don't keep going down the same old filthy, no-account road that you're living in when you're converted, praise God. God converts you by the renewing of your mind, is what the Bible says. But Philippians said, let this mind be in you, a mind like Christ, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen? So we ought to have a renewed mind. We ought to have the mind of Christ. We ought to think more like Christ thought. See, Christ was about bringing glory to His Father. Amen. He wasn't going to do anything that would bring disapproval. Amen. We aren't to do anything that would not be pleasing to God. So we're pilgrims, we're people that's uprooted. He said here that they've been taken out of the world. Amen. That means we don't have to look like the world. We don't have to act like the world. Hello? Come on. Amen. Praise God. He said, we consider ourselves to be Christians. That's what he's talking about, Ephesians chapter number 5. Let me just go back. Let me just go to Ephesians chapter 5. Let me just show you something. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 1. He says this, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, and there is, if any comfort of love, and there is, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and they are to be, he said, if any bowels and mercies, and they should be, fulfill ye my joy that ye may be like-minded. You know what that tells me? That Jesus says here in John chapter 17, and he says it here in Philippians, he said this, we are to be like-minded. We are to all think alike. Amen? Boy, they some gears are turning now. Right? I can see some of that, man, I don't want to think like her. I don't want to think like him. That guy's a weirdo. But he's talking about in spiritual things. We're all weird. Amen? All a little bit. We're all peculiar. But that's good. The Bible says we're supposed to be peculiar. A peculiar people, an unusual people. Now, we're not the weird like Asheville wants to be weird. Amen? Asheville is weird in a negative way. Amen. We're not to be weird. We're supposed to be peculiar. We're supposed to be different, unique from everything else, everybody else around us. So when the world starts doing their thing, praise God, we ought to do something else. Amen. So fill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. So that means that we're in oneness. The Bible says in the upper room they were in one mind and one accord. That wasn't a little compact car. Amen. It wasn't a little combat car. They were of one mindness, one accord. In other words, they were all going in the same direction. They was all working for the same objective. We'll all be working for the same objective. That's what bothers me when you get people competing against each other. Down to the house of God, we're supposed to be working for the same objective. We're all in this together for the glory of God. See, it's not about you seeing Pastor Jeff. It's not about seeing the Sunday school teachers or anybody else. It's about seeing Christ Jesus and Him risen again, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, being glorified together. Amen. That's where we're at. That's where our objective is, to see Christ and Him lifted up. He said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Amen? That's a big call. To lift up, not to do anything in vain glory, not that we'd get the glory for anything, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Praise God. Because you'd let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He says, look not every man, verse number 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, what Paul says here, we don't need to be self-centered. We need to think more on the needs of others, praise God, the aspect of helping others along the way, encouraging others. And how can we do that? How can we encourage others when we get encouraged in the Lord? By, as David would say, I encourage myself in the Lord. Our encouragement comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We need that encouragement. That's why Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Did you ever wonder what that meant? That verse number 6, Ephesians chapter number 2, who being in the form of God, He was God. He's God the Son. Amen? He is God the Son. He's as much God as God will ever be God. Hello? Amen? Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal. In other words, He said it's not something that He would try to cling to and hold on to, praise God, because He was being a servant in this world to the Father, praise God, on the throne of grace for your benefit and for mine. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said it wasn't something that He wanted to transpose and put upon Himself and bring into the world and show Himself that He was somebody. He was. He was the precious Lamb of God. John Baptist saw it down there in the river. Amen. He said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Praise God. There was a light, a bright and a glowing light coming from Jesus Christ for all those that was looking to see. They saw the light. And we as pilgrims on this journey, praise God, we need to see the very same light, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He come. He said, but made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. That's to take on a form. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, but because of that, God said He would highly exalt Him. Amen. I'm glad the story don't finish there. In verse number 9, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. There's no name greater than the name of Jesus. Amen. It don't matter. Hey, it don't matter in this world what you attain to, how high you go in life. Praise God. You'll never attain to the glory of the Lord. But the good news is Jesus Christ prayed the Father here. And He said, I want them to be at one with us. We can't be it, but praise God, we can be part of it. Yeah. Amen. In this pilgrim walk that we walk as Christians in the day and hour we live. Amen. We won't look the same to the world as the rest of the folks in the world. Amen. We won't look the same. Amen. We don't need to. We won't dress the same. Amen. Hello? We won't dress the same. We'll dress differently than the world. Come on now, stay with me. Summertime's coming. We'll keep our clothes on. We'll stay covered up. We'll be decent. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll not only look different, we'll dress different, we'll act different. Amen. We won't act like the world. We'll be peculiar in our actions. Amen. That's who we'll be. That's who we are. That's who we're required to be. You say, Pastor Jeff, why is that? Because God Almighty, praise God, so we be pleasing to God. That's why we do it. Why we do all that we do as a Christian, praise God, is so that we can be pleasing to the Lord. And we're pleasing to Him. You know, everybody else is going to think you some kind of freak. That's okay. Let them think, just think on. But praise God, I want to be found pleasing to God. You say, Pastor, why? Because God, He's the one that's going to take care of us. He's the one that's going to keep us. Amen. You ever thought about that? He's the one we ought to be pleasing because He's the one that's going to keep us. Look at verse number 11. Amen. Verse number 9, he's talking about, he said, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Amen. He's talking about those that belong to God. Who belongs to God? Me and you. Amen. We're not our own. We belong to God. Just like everything else in this universe, it's all His. Well, if you ever get that mindset, you realize that you're not your own, that you belong to God. Amen. You're a personal possession. He loves you and He's there to take care of you. He's going to keep you. That's what He goes on to say. He said, all mine are thine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Hello. Did you ever thought about somebody like me and you could bring glory to God? That God could get glory out of me and you? Praise His name. What a God. Verse number 7 says, now I am no more in the world. Now I want you to notice something here. Verse number 4, Jesus says this, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now wait a minute. He hasn't went to the cross yet. Amen. But He's gonna. Amen. Have you ever thought about how you determine something in mind, how it's going to affect you the rest of your life? Huh? How you settle something and determine in your mind is how it's going to affect you the rest of your life. Jesus said in verse 1, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. In Jesus' mind, He had completed the work that God crossed it all. Death, burial, and resurrection, praise God. It was a done deal. He had settled in His mind, in His heart, praise God, He was going to finish the work that God gave Him to do. He volunteered for it. And He wasn't going to renege on that now. He made a promise, and He's going to fulfill that promise. Look at verse number 11. And now I am no more in the world. What? He's still here. But in His mind, He had finished the task and He was sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. See, you got to have a plan. Got to have a plan. This world, if you're going to be a pilgrim and you're going to go through this world, you got to have a higher hope than what most of us have today. We've got to have a plan, praise God, number one, to finish well and to finish pleasing to God. That should be our highest priority. He said, but these are in the world, talking about me and you, and I come to thee. Said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. So he asked the Father, he said, Holy Father, he's talking to God the Father. He says, keep through thine own name. Now you know what that word keep means? It means to keep. It means to keep or to watch over, to guard, to protect, and preserve. Amen. He said, I want you to keep them, praise God, through thine own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. So God says, I've got a higher calling for these pilgrims. And said, Father, Heavenly Father, I want you to keep them. I want you to guard and protect them and preserve them for your glory, keep them for your name, praise God, because I've got a higher calling for them. And I want them to be one even as we are one. That's pretty high calling to me. Amen. He wants us all, he said, he wants us all to be as one. Every one of us, praise God, to be at one with God and one with Christ. Amen. That's the kingdom of glory, praise God. That's partaking, that's becoming part of it. And he says, he praised the Father. He said, I want you to keep them. He said, because he said, I know what pleases God. And I want you to be pleased with the offering. Amen. He said, you gave them to me. And I want you to keep them. Amen. It's kind of like if you have a great possession. And we're not wealthy by any means. But if somebody says, hey, listen, it's a great place, a treasure. And so I want you to have that. Amen. Your papa or your daddy gives it to you. So I want you to have this. I want it to be yours. And you take it, and boy, it's so precious. And you love it so much and you cherish it. But then you take it back to papa or daddy, whoever gave it to you, and say, hey, listen, this is so precious. He said, I want you to keep it for me. You know, you've had it for a long time and you've preserved it. Boy, it's so nice. It looks so good. It's so precious. I want you to keep it for me. Jesus, praise God, he's talking to us pilgrims. He said, a higher calling, praise, a higher hope that we have is that God Almighty gives us to the Son, and the Son takes us and he gives us to the Father. And he says, Father, hey, praise God, I appreciate the gift. I appreciate these folks. I love them, every one. They're precious. I tell you, I can't get over how Jesus loves me. Amen. Praise God. He loves me. And he said, Father, I want you to keep them for me. I want you to guard and protect them and preserve them for me, even for your glory. Because hey, you wanted me to have them. I want you to protect them. I want you to keep them, praise God, just exactly like you're keeping me in this right relationship with God the Father. Amen. He goes on in verse number 15. Verse number 15, he says this. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Amen. He said, they're in the world. You and I are in the world. But he said, I want you to keep them, not take them out of the world, but he said, I want you to keep them in the world. Keep them from the evil one. He said, I want you to keep them from the predator, the devil, and the demons and the nymphs of hell. That same word. He said, I want you to guard and protect and preserve them from the devil. The next time we say the devil made me do it, we ought to think about who's in control. We ought to think about who's in charge of our life. Because if the devil can do it, then we're not kept and guarded by the Lord. Amen. So who do you really belong to? Amen. To Jesus. He's going to protect us and guard us from the devil, from the temptations of Satan himself. Praise God. Because of who he is. Pilgrims, we're pilgrims with a higher hope in this world in Christ Jesus our Lord. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil, that old evil one, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, me and you. Amen. He does that. He does that so subtly. He'll use each other if we ain't careful. Did you see what old Bill done? Gene says, yeah, I did. Did you see what such and such? Did you hear what they said? And what gets me, we'll throw a brother or a sister in front of it. Did you see what sister such and such did? Did you hear what sister such and such said? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll do it, praise the Lord. And when it blows up on us, then we'll pack it on the devil. The devil made me do it. Amen. We don't belong to the devil. We belong to Christ. We're pilgrims with a higher hope, praise God, and a calling of protection that's higher than this world has. It's higher than the world's standard. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're pilgrims, praise God, with a promise and a hope. And we're seeking, and our ultimate hope is seeking an eternal rest one day from all this turmoil. Amen? It's crazy. The world is crazy. Lost its mind. We're worse. Daniel said in the last day we'd be running to and fro. We're running to and fro and up and down. Amen? It's just chaotic. It's just chaoticness. That's where we're at. But the Bible says that Abraham was looking for a city. So he's looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. He said, it had foundations. We need foundation in the world more than we've ever needed foundation in our life. Let me just show you that. Look over at Hebrews chapter number 11 right quickly, and I'll hush. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 8, it says, by faith. Now this is the book of faith right here, Hebrews chapter 11. A book of faith. He said, for by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Now that's faith. Amen. Tomorrow, Adam, if the Lord spoke to your heart, said, Adam, I want you to go to Alaska. Man, I want you to pack. He said, I'm gone. He's gone. He said, I'm out of here. He said, somebody help me pack a bag. I'm gone. I love that. I love it. Amen. You say, I want you to go to Alaska. It'd be a scary thing. Amen. I mean, God's in it. I know when he laid on my heart to go to Israel the first time, they was terrorists holding people, and they was bombs going off and things, but God put it on my heart to go with them. I had an opportunity, and I went, and I wasn't afraid. One night in Jerusalem, I called Teresa on the phone, and you could hear mortar rounds going off in the distance. If you could hear them, praise God, then we were close enough to be hit by them. Amen. But I wasn't afraid because I was right in the center of God's right. I believe I was right where God wanted me to be. So Abraham, God spoke to him by faith. Abraham, God spoke to him. He said, Abraham, I want you to go. So I've got a place for you. I've got inheritance for you. I've got a place of rest for you. And I want you to go. And Abraham said, it's okay, God, I'm going. They kind of got sidetracked along the way. We do that, right? You and I get sidetracked. I know some of you probably never get sidetracked. Some of you probably got a specific plan and you follow that plan day by day, minute by minute, and step by step. Never alter that plan, but I don't. I mean, I'm like a guinea pig on a wheel. I get to run on the wheel and if I get something going through my mind, I'm not going to just jump off the wheel. Amen. That's my wife. I mean, that's why she don't let me drive on Sunday. She said, you ain't here. Amen. But praise God. But he told him to go and he went. Amen. By faith. And so by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. A pilgrim. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations. We need foundations, don't we? Amen. With had foundation. He said, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So he's looking for he was looking for a city that had foundations. Amen. A foundation for it. He said, whose builder and maker was God. Now he wasn't satisfied with anything else. So why should we be? So through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Did she ever doubt? Yeah, she doubted. She's over 90 years old. Amen. Could you imagine being a mama at 90 years old, 91? Wow. No, not at all. He said, therefore sprang there even of one of him as good as dead, so many as the stars in multitude, and the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died, now watch this, in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. They said that's where intellect, the head knowledge, believing in your head and in your heart, determination. And were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They had been plucked out, taken to be planted somewhere else. I mean, that's what pilgrims are. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. But now listen to this. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Amen? If they had been mindful of it. But they weren't. Amen? Adam, God said, I want you to go from your Chaldees, and I've got a land I want you to go to. I'm going to give it to you for an inheritance. And he went. He stepped in front of faith. He put that behind him. He forgot about that. That became his past, and he went on forward for the glory of God. I mean, God has offered us an inheritance in heaven. Praise God. An inheritance in heaven. And if he said, if we get to thinking about those things that we can think about this old world that we used to live in. You know the things that you used to do. Amen. It's no good. It was no good. It was more harmful than it was good. Amen. And we leave that behind and we press on for the glory of God. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. But watch this. For he hath prepared for them a city. Amen? Praise God. It's a city. It's that place that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, because he's prepared it. And Jesus said that he asked the Heavenly Father, he said, hey, you made this place, you made these people, you draw this place. He said, you prepared a place, and I want you to keep them people that's preparing for the place that you prepared for them. I pray when they get there. Amen. Jesus said, I go prepare a place for you. So if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. So we got a place prepared. The Lord's prepared it for us. What a glorious place it is. So we as pilgrims ought to have a higher hope today than anybody else in this world. Because we're pilgrims for Jesus Christ, headed to a city. Amen. Whose builder and maker is God. To a place that's kept, prepared, guarded, watched over, preserved for you and me. We're a special people. We are a special people today. Amen. Before a thrice holy God. He loves us and cares for us. Praise God. We're just pilgrims plucked up out of this world. Praise God. Persevering, pressing forward with the help of the Lord, looking for that glorious city. Man, what a thing. Can you imagine? One day when we pull up on yonder shore, just think about it. You ever take just a few minutes a day and meditate on that? Amen. What God has promised to prepare for us. They make available for us one day in a little while. As Peter said, it's guarded and kept for us by God Almighty. Praise be to God for His glory. That one of these days we can pull up on yonder shore and we can see the magnificent, and then we can give God the glory and praise and honor that He deserves. Because He's been such a good God. To who? To old pilgrims like me and you. Pilgrims just passing through this old world. Looking for something a little bit better. Not satisfied with the status quo. Amen. Like old Abraham. Praise God. Living in tents. Living in this world. Without foundations. But we're looking for a city that has foundations. And its builder and maker is God. One day in a little while, young'uns. We'll pull up on yonder shore. You say, preacher, are you sure it's going to be there when we get there? Yeah, God's it's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. He's God. He's protecting it. Praise God. And as long as we trust and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He said He's going to pray the Father. He's our intercessor. He's going to pray the Father on our behalf to make sure that everything's going to be there when we get there. Amen. Praise God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Bless His holy name. Everything God has promised us will come through for us in the end.